Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Chance of rain showers, lows dip down to about 42. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Students in Liberal now have a new path into healthcare. J.P. Bazette reports.
Thanks to a partnership between Seward County Community College and Garden City Community College, the schools will offer a registered medical assistant program at SCCC, taught by instructors from both campuses. This lets students train locally while preparing for in-demand medical careers. Graduates can earn a certificate and qualify for the national RMA exam. With job growth for medical assistants rising fast in Kansas, this program meets both workforce needs and student goals without leaving home.
A man has been arrested in connection with aggravated arson and battery on a law enforcement officer following a Sunday afternoon house fire in South Central Emporia, according to news reports. Formal charges have been filed in Lyon County District Court against 40-year-old Jesus Hinestroza Jr. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Senate Bill 4 requires all mail-in ballots to be returned to the election office by 7 p.m. on Election Day, starting January 1, 2026. However, voting rights groups have filed a lawsuit over the new legislation. The law eliminates the 3-day grace period, a measure that Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice Incorporated, Loudlight, and the Disability Rights Center of Kansas are challenging, asking a judge to reinstate the mail voting grace period. The 30-page lawsuit filed in Douglas County District Court claims the law passed is unconstitutional, and the civic groups are also asking the court to order election officials to count postmarked mail ballots received within 7 days of Election Day. Representative Pat Proctor, a Republican legislator from Leavenworth, supported ending the 3-day grace period, and he posted a message on X following the announcement of the lawsuit calling the civic groups the axis of ballot harvesting, who sue every common sense measure they pass to restore confidence in the elections. He said the 3-day grace period has disenfranchised thousands of rural voters since it passed in 2017. That year, the measure passed with bipartisan support to prevent voters from being disenfranchised due to postal delays. However, the civic groups argue that postal delays have only worsened. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has named Connor O'Flanagan as the new State Parks Director. O'Flanagan has been a key member of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks since 2019, serving in multiple leadership capacities, most recently as Region 3 Supervisor. He holds a master's degree in park, recreation, and tourism management from Clemson University and has extensive experience managing park operations, developing staff, and securing grant funding to enhance parks and outdoor recreation opportunities. And he also serves on the board of directors for the Kansas Recreation and Park Association. As state parks director, O'Flanagan will oversee the operations of Kansas's 29 state parks, which welcome more than 7 million visitors each year. O'Flanagan said he's eager to guide Kansas State Parks toward a future defined by sustainability, operational excellence, and enhanced public engagement. He said Kansas's parks are treasured spaces providing outdoor recreation and natural beauty for Kansans and visitors alike, and he looks forward to working with their talented team and stakeholders to ensure these spaces thrive for generations to come. For more information about Kansas State Parks, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/state-parks. Over the last 10 years, stripe rust has been one of the most damaging wheat diseases in Kansas, and there are several factors that contribute to the development and severity of stripe rust in our region within a given year. The stripe rust pathogen typically does not survive in Kansas over the winter, but can survive in Texas through the winter months and makes its way back north as the weather warms in the spring. Because of this, weather conditions in Texas can be important indicators of how bad stripe rust will be in Kansas. K-State plant pathologists have received reports that low levels of stripe and leaf rust were active in College Station, Texas, and Waco, Texas, in late February. And currently, they have not received any reports of stripe rust in Oklahoma or Kansas. Conditions this fall and winter were dry in parts of Texas that are important for stripe rust overwintering, and at K-State, they combined this information with several weather-based models to help forecast whether or not stripe rust will be widespread and yield-limiting in Kansas. Right now, all models are indicating that the stripe rust risk is generally low for this year, and historically, years that begin like this have ended with lower than average yield losses in Kansas to the disease. Of course, stripe rust severity in Kansas is still driven by weather conditions in the state in the late spring. K-State Research and Extension will continue to provide updates on stripe rust occurrence and weather outlook as they move forward toward critical growth stages for fungicide applications in Kansas over the next several weeks. And growers can also get weekly updates by subscribing to the K-State Agronomy e-update newsletter. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Did you know that Norton County Hospital is committed to making healthcare more affordable? We offer a wide range of financial assistance options tailored to your needs, from prompt payment discounts to flexible in-house payment plans and financial assistance, even loans through Epic River Lending. Best of all, you can apply in under 30 minutes. Whatever your situation, we have solutions. Call Kelsey today at 785-874-2220 to learn more and get started.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced that Jimmy Joe Jansonius has been appointed by President Donald Trump to serve as the USDA Rural Development State Director for the state of Kansas. Director Jansonius will implement President Trump's America First agenda at the USDA Rural Development, ensuring the needs of America's farmers, ranchers, and producers remain a top priority. Director Jansonius said she's excited to help farming communities prosper as the entire nation thrives when our farmers and ranchers thrive, and she's grateful for this opportunity to serve rural Kansas and America. Jansonius is a sixth-generation rancher who is actively involved in production agriculture, and Mrs. Jansonius' family business consists of a cow-calf herd, small row crop farm, and direct beef sales enterprise, where the seventh generation has also put down roots and returned home to rural America, working in agriculture and health care. State directors serve as the chief executive officer of USDA Rural Development in the states and territories and are tasked with leading teams to carry out the mission of rural development to the benefit of all rural Americans. In conjunction with the guidance and support of the national office, state directors are responsible for advancing the key priorities and initiatives of the presidential administration, the Secretary of Agriculture, and the Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development. State directors also provide key leadership to foster a mission-driven, accountable, and high-performing workforce focused on operational excellence, public trust, and responsible stewardship of taxpayer resources. To learn more about USDA Rural Development's leadership and programs, you can visit rd.usda.gov. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Christopher Kennedy has issued orders designating several free fishing and free state park entrance days, and the announcement was made at the April 24, 2025 Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting. The free fishing days are June 7th and 8th, 2025, and on those days, anyone can fish by legal means without a Kansas fishing license. However, all length and krill limits will still apply. Kennedy said he encourages everyone to take advantage of these opportunities to enjoy Kansas's incredible natural resources. Whether you're casting a line, hiking a trail, picnicking on a beach, or simply taking in the beauty of nature, these days are meant to inspire connection with your family, friends, and the great outdoors. Along with these statewide events, Secretary Kennedy has also designated several park-specific free entrance days that align with local events and programs. They are designed to engage families, outdoor enthusiasts, and newcomers to Kansas State Parks. The dates locally includes on June 7th at Prairie Dog State Park. For more information about Kansas State Parks, fishing opportunities, and upcoming events, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, or RAC, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be held Tuesday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 860 Park Street in Phillipsburg and by Zoom. And the agenda for this meeting will include an update of the 2025 legislative session, a discussion about the progress and next steps for the Kansas Water Plan Implementation Framework, and updates from the Kansas Water Office and KWA and from each RAC member. The agenda and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, or you can request copies by calling toll-free 888-KAN-WATER. The virtual link can be requested by emailing kwo.info@kwo.ks.gov. If accommodations are needed for a person with disabilities, you can notify the Kansas Water Office by calling 785-296-3185 at least 5 working days prior to the meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The war on avian influenza may soon include vaccines for birds. However, as Chad Smith tells us, there are challenges to a nationwide vaccine strategy.
USDA is investing significant resources to fight highly pathogenic avian influenza, including $100 million into research and development of a vaccine. Economist Barrett Nelson with the American Farm Bureau Federation says infections are beginning to ease.
Kind of looking at a slowdown this time of the year. When we think about what's happening with our migratory birds, the migrations have slowed down. We're in nesting season, so there's a lot less bird movement, and thus we have a lot lower caseload of avian influenza. And that's about normal for this time of the year. We have had one major detection in the past, you know, week or two, and that was 700,000 egg layers in South Dakota.
Nelson says the ultimate goal of any vaccination against bird flu is protecting supply chains.
So when we think about these vaccines, more than 30 countries have now implemented some sort of a vaccine strategy since 2005. Historically, when countries have done this, this has caused some major trade issues. Importing countries have a concern. They don't want to risk an imported bird spreading the virus into the local flocks or wildlife.
Nelson says that beyond trade issues, vaccines also pose a logistical challenge.
One of the biggest limiting factors of implementing a vaccine strategy to poultry is that the only vaccines available have to be injected at least 2 to 3 times. And with our egg-laying flocks sitting at about 375 million birds, that's just not feasible with the labor that's needed.
Chad Smith, Washington.
All right, Chad, thank you very much for the update on an update concerning IPATH avian influenza vaccines. This is the Kansas Agriculture.
The 29th annual Country Stampede Party in the Heartland is the summer's biggest concert and camping event. Kansas Ag Network has your hookup for this 3-day music and fun experience. June 26th through the 28th at the Azura Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Don't miss Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Miranda Lambert.
She's in it all.
Oh. Lindell.
It's Caroline tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand.
Also featuring Ashley McBride, Dylan Scott, Shenandoah, Drew Baldridge, Ray Lynn, Larry Fleet, and many more. Go to CountryStampede.com for all the details. Party in the Heartland with the Kansas Ag Network and the 29th Annual Country Stampede. Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms essentially across the state for today. Nothing expecting to be too severe with that. Most of the severe weather is expected to remain to the south of us, but it does look like maybe a marginal risk for severe weather just across the border of southeastern Kansas. So definitely something to keep in mind if you are traveling. Otherwise, it looks like a chance for those showers and thunderstorms across the state throughout the afternoon hours. A little bit more of a slight chance for the northwestern and north central portions of the state. Highs this afternoon still a little bit on the cooler end. We saw that cold front push through the area here the other day, and now a stationary front is situated just to the north of us with a high pressure system to the west of us. So keeping around these cooler temperatures, highs into the 60s across the state with cloudy skies as well. Then for tonight, it looks like cloudiness continues for most of the state, little less so for the western half. Still with a chance for those showers and thunderstorms, primarily for the eastern half of the state, and just a slight chance into the overnight hours for the western half. Overnight lows expected to be warmest on the eastern half of Kansas in the 50s, and then in the 40s for the western half. By Thursday, it looks like we can expect to see temperatures slightly warmer, actually. Highs get into the upper 60s to lower 70s, primarily. Our warmest spots looking to be in the mid-70s for north-central Kansas, as a warm front pushes through a little bit more so over there. Looks like a slight chance for some rain showers for the morning hours for southeastern and northeastern parts of Kansas. But then by the afternoon hours, looks like those slight chances build in for the rest of the state. A mixture of clouds and sunshine develops for the day as well. Then by Friday, it looks like even warmer temperatures as a warm front pushes through. Highs in the 70s for the entire state with a slight chance for rain for southeastern Kansas. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Markup with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 15 black cows. They're various ages, heavy bred, bred black. 13 black cows. They're from first calf heifers to older, heavy bred, bred black. Here's 16 black pairs, short solid mouth, March calves that are worked. They've been running back with a black bull for 1 month. They're pending at the moment. One black bear, she'd be a young cow. In the wean calves and feeders, here's 33 black steers and heifers, long time wean. They're worked at 7.25 to 8.50. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.
Farm and Ranch Realty invites you to an absolute land auction of 280-plus acres of cropland and CPR in Yuma County, Colorado. The auction will be held at the City Hall of Ray, Colorado on Tuesday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Terms will be 10% down the day of the sale, with the balance to be paid on or before June 19th, 2025. There will be no combination of the tracks. Track 1, 125 acres with no growing crops. Track 2, 155 acres with 151 acres of cropland acres. Mineral rights of all the seller's interests, if any, will be transferred to the buyer at closing. Bidding can be done in person, online, or by phone, and all internet and phone bidders must be registered prior to the sale. If you want more information, you can contact Corey at Farm and Ranch Realty, 785-332-8345. For this absolute land auction of 280-plus acres of cropland and CPR in Yuma County, Colorado, conducted by Farm and Ranch Realty.